Just a thought. We are living in a time when all hands have to be on deck. We have to be prepared and ready to fight against forces seeking to return us to a time when America was not for everyone. We must speak for ourselves while delivering a clear message to the world. No longer can we focus on just our own individual success. Those of us that have found or created a path must use every vehicle available to us to help others see the light. We must inspire those who are lost and demoralized. We must find a way to speak to each other while expressing our own opinions. People of color must use the internet to expand our reach beyond our communities and find solutions to the issues that plague our neighborhoods. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections need you to schedule some time to share your opinions on live radio. My show wants you to carry your message beyond just a few city blocks. We want you to know that your personal issues and economic concerns and life beliefs are important to the world. I am the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, James C. Deshay, and we want you to be a part of this new movement. We want you to be ready and prepared to share your opinions with everyone throughout our hour and a half long show, 7 days a week. Please call into the show every day, 657-383-0309, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Your voice needs to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. We must raise sand in a way that serves notice. A movement is coming. White America will share the bounty that is created from the investment of the past, present, and future from this day forth. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com, and I look forward to you calling into the show every day.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
Welcome to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections with your host, James T. Deshay. We're here again to talk about the things that impact our world today and in the future. I just want to say to you all that, you know, it's so important that we be prepared to be on deck and be ready to speak up and speak out about the things that are going on in our country so that we can make sure that we are a vital part of what's happening in our world. We cannot sit back on the sidelines and not be a part or interact with what's going on around us. Each and every one of us serves a duty to our country to make sure that our voices are heard loud and clear. It is important that we recognize that this is not the environment to be sit back and fat catting it while everything is going on around us, because there's something needed to be said by each and every one of us about the things that are going on in our country. We're going to take a short break, as always, in the beginning of the show to give everybody an opportunity to call in. And we want to make sure that we're prepared and ready to speak out and speak up about what's going on in our country.
Didn't mean it when I said I didn't love you so. I should have held on tight. never should have let you go. I didn't know nothing, I was stupid, I was foolish, I was lying to myself. I could not fathom that I would ever be without you now. Never imagined I would sit beside myself. Cause I didn't know you, cause I didn't know me, but I knew everything. I never felt the feeling that I'm feeling now that I don't hear you doing. Oh, you touch and get you, let's go, I don't have a chance. Oh, what I wouldn't get you, I'd be looking by my side. Right here, baby. When you left, I lost a part of me. It's still so hard to believe. Come back, baby, please.
Calling in to 657-383-0309. We want your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. You will have plenty of time to talk about what is on your mind and discuss it to the fullest. Also, those of you who are in business who wish the opportunity to advertise your business on our show, we have three or four breaks per show that we'd be happy and pleased to get your advertisement out there to the general audience and make sure that your businesses have an opportunity to thrive and grow. It is important for us to make sure that we have a platform where your voices can be heard loud and clear and unfiltered so that we can determine the steps that we need to take to make sure that we guide our country in the right direction. This country belongs to all of us, white America, black America, Latino Americans, Haitian American, Asian American, Cuban Americans. All Americans make up America, and we have a right to know the proper direction of our country and participate in the system that allows us to have a voice. No group of individuals should not feel as though their voices can't be heard. And your voices will be heard here on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. So it's important that you know that you have a place here on our show that is going to respect your opinions and allow you to speak loud and clear and your message to be heard unfiltered. today's show is an open forum today. I know I have two or three things I'd like to talk about on today's show, but I always want to give an opportunity throughout the week for there to be an open forum for people to talk about whatever's on their mind. And in that open forum, we're not going to cut anybody short. So if we have to extend it to the next show or have multiple shows to meet the needs of our audience, then we'll do what we have to do. Sometimes that means that my thoughts may have to wait until the following show or the following opportunity. But it's important that we know that our audience knows, and those of you who call in, that your voice is going to be heard, and you're going to be given an opportunity to let your voice be heard and without interruption. We know that we have to give everybody an opportunity, and so we're going to give your voice plenty of time to be heard, and you won't be cut off in 2 minutes, and there won't be any design time to cut you off. So I just want to let you all know that your voice is important. I want to encourage those of you who are out there to call into the show. Again, the number is 657-383-0309. Call in so your voice can be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. Those of you who are companies that want to advertise on the show, feel free to give me a call email me at djames82@aol.com, and we'll talk about how you can participate and support the show by your advertisement. Well, today, again, we got two of our normal callers in, and I'm going to go to Kathy first and ask Kathy if she has anything on her mind that she would like to share and discuss, we'll continue from there. Again, I have two or three things I would like to share and discuss, but I'm going to wait until everybody else has an opportunity to talk about whatever they want to talk about, and let you know that there is no cutoff. We're just going to talk about it until we've talked out. And so, good evening, Kathy. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Mr. Deshay and the rest of the family. I'm feeling good. I just got a little cold this week. I don't know where it came from, but I'm going to make it through.
Now, the temperature there is not cold, is it? What's your temperature right now? I thought Los Angeles was kind of like Orlando.
Well, today it is, but last week it's been raining. You know, it's off and on. It's raining 2 days and sunshiny 2 days, then it's cold. So it's in and out, but I think I was in the rain too many days last week. So it finally caught up with me, but I'm okay. I'm going to make it.
Okay. Well, do you have anything particular you wanted to talk about or focus on today?
Yeah, you know, as you were sitting here talking and you were saying about you want everyone's voice to be heard, you want people to have the opportunity to voice their opinion, and I was thinking, wow, you know, I know that you have callers that call in and you have people that listen, so what would stop, you know, from actually coming forth? And I know that fear usually is the main component of stopping a person from going forth and something that they really want to do. So I would say to the people, the callers, and also the people that are listening, push fear out the way and just step out. Just step out, because When you first do it, you're gonna be really nervous and a little bit anxious. But once you do it, you're gonna go forth in it. And I know that because I was one of those people where, you know, I had something to say, but I didn't want to say it because I didn't know how it would sound, how the people would perceive it. But I know that I too have a voice, so that's why I went ahead. Stepped out the first couple of times, it didn't work out, or the words didn't come out the way I wanted them to, but eventually, as I continued to do it, the words came out exactly how I wanted them to come out, and they were received that way. So push fear out the way and just jump out in the water.
Well, Kathy, I just want to say, you know, your voices have become one of the most powerful voices on the show, and we certainly look for you every day to be a part of our show, and we know that there are going to be things that you talk about explicitly and you're going to talk about continuously on the show when they fall in your purview. So we just want to let you know that you are a major part of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. You keep us grounded so that we don't lean toward any particular subject individual, because you want to talk about a lot of things that are inspirational. And so you keep us grounded, and I appreciate you being here and the growth that you've shown over excuse me, over the course of a couple of years that you've been a regular on the show. And I think for the most part, you've been here from the outset, and the show started almost 3 years almost 3 years ago. So we appreciate what you bring to the table. And you're so right. We want people to get in the habit of calling in. Don't just be a listener. Be a caller, because your voice, we need to know what's going on in your communities. We need to know what's going on in your city and your state. And that needs to be a part of our conversation, because some of those things are going on in our cities and states too, and we need to formulate a solution. And we can't formulate a solution or steps needed to take to address those things unless we hear about them. So I appreciate you extending that invitation out to the general audience, Kathy, about coming in and calling in and being a part of the show. We now fluctuate from a 5 to 6 callers to as many as 12 callers, and we want to continue to grow and give everybody an opportunity to talk and be a part of our show as we grow over the course of the next few years or decades. We want to be a permanent fixture for people to be a part of our show. You wanted to share any other thoughts today, Kathy?
Yeah, my other thing is a commitment. As we, you know, a lot of us have came into the new year, we make commitments to ourselves concerning things that we were going to do. And what is it that that stops us from pressing through on the commitment that we made to ourselves? You know, I know for me, it was I wanted to go full-time ministry, you know, with my husband, and we're setting everything up, you know, and getting everything lined up, but there's a stumbling block sitting in front of us right now, to where it seems as though we're sitting down on it, but I don't believe we're sitting down on it. I think that there is a season for everything. So as we sit down, I'm asking the Lord, okay, which way are you taking us? What is it that you would have us to do? Do you just want us to rest right now in this where we are before you move this stumbling block to take us to the next level? So commitment as well. You know, when we commit to things, when we commit to reading or losing weight or, you know, whatever it is that you commit to, what is it that stops a person from pressing through to get to the goal that they have set for themselves?
Well, you know, I and I have to battle with that as well. You know, I've talked about the fact that I have some weight issues that I need to overcome. I just enrolled with Pam Turner, who's going to be my eating coach, who is now going to be taking over all of my all the food that I bring into my house, so that I'll be eating the rainbow. And so I'm really committed. I paid my money up front, and I'm trying. I'm going to continue to try, because I just want to put on record, I'm trying to do everything I can to avoid having surgery. You know, my doctors keep trying to push surgery, and I'm trying to avoid that. And I know I can avoid it if I create the discipline to eat the right foods. You know, those people who are successful with eating the right foods on a regular basis have no you know, the universe in terms of food and overweight is the rules are the same for everybody. So if you learn how to eat properly and do what you need to do in order to drop the pounds, those are universal rules. And if we all use all the universal rules, then we can, of course, benefit from them. So that's what I'm a believer in. And, Kathy, as we have these days, we're just going to have to set some time aside, not only today, but throughout the month, to talk about, you know, the things that we're doing and we're committed to doing to reaching success. Also, I want to say to you, you know, that you and your husband, at whatever time you all choose, will have to dedicate yourself and have to take a leap of faith. You know, I took a leap of faith. I could have continued to work for a couple more years and milk the system and got, a few more $100,000 set aside in my account before I quit. But, you know, I woke up one day and said, listen, I have more money than I've ever had in my life, and I'm going to eat for the rest of my life based on the money that I have. Now, I may not be able to eat steak every day, and I may not be able to have filet mignon, and I may not be able to eat it at the nicest hotels or drive the nicest car and all of that. But the Lord said he'll take care of me. And so I stepped out on faith and left 2 years earlier than I wanted to and decided that I was going to start earning money doing what I wanted to do, and have more control over my life. I had given over 30 years to Orange County Public Schools, and I said, enough is enough. And so I'm out here. I'm a little afraid. I mean, but fear, you know, I know God doesn't give us the spirit of fear, but, you know, I'm concerned and worried about the legacy I'm going to leave my daughter, and I don't want to spend up her inheritance. But I just want to enjoy making a living now. And you and I are similar. I know you want to enjoy making a living, and you want to make a difference for those people who cross your path. And I want to do the same. And everybody out there in the sound of my voice at some point had to just step out on faith, like Steve Harvey says. You know, you have to just be willing to fly. You won't know you can fly until you jump off. You know, you think about the eagles who, until they jump out of that nest, they don't know they have the greatest wings in the world. And so we just have to jump out on faith, both for my radio show and for what you're doing. We have to jump out on faith. I have to, based on trying to live my life in a way that I don't have to have surgery in order to reduce my weight. And that's what we just have to be bound and determined to let God have his way in our lives. You there, Kathy?
Yes, I'm here. And with all of that being said, I was sitting here as you were talking, and you used a lot of words. You said you're stepping out on faith. You said you're trusting in God. You said that God is gonna take care of you. So all of those things, as we go forth on this journey that we're on, I want you to remember those things, because I'm going to bring them back up. I'm going to say, remember March 3rd, 2017, my time is 3:24, your time is 6:24, that you said that you're going to have faith. So, and the Bible speaks about, you know, the words that we speak out of our mouth, which is life and death. So when we speak words, we're supposed to speak life to our situation, as in everything. So if a situation doesn't seem favorable to us, we need to speak life to that situation. If it doesn't happen, then we need to move on to the next situation. But we're not going to kill any dreams that God has given us. So I just wanted to say that as well.
And I appreciate you. Listen, Kathy, you are one of those people that I have to be held accountable to. And I'm never going to lie to you. I might make some excuses, but I'm not going to lie. And you know what it is I need to do. I know what it is that I need to do. I want all of you to know what I need to do, and I want to be accountable to you. I think it's good to be accountable to people. So you can use this show in order to create those accountabilities. And so I don't have a problem with you knowing what battles I'm waging, because then you can hold me accountable to those battles. Now, some people may believe that I'm not doing what I need to be doing, but the truth is every day I have to wage war on my desire to eat and my desire not to. And sometimes I don't exercise properly, but I am waging my first battle line. You know, I drew some battle lines last year, and I'm drawing some battle lines this year, and I'm trying to I've been told by a lot of trainers that 80% of losing weight has to do with what you're eating, and 20% has to do with exercising. So I need to put in place first and focus on getting good eating habits so that when I do go exercise, that it will have the maximum effect. But if I'm continuing to eat wrong, then it won't matter if I'm going out there every day and working out an hour. But what I want to do is, if I'm working out an hour, that it has the maximum effect because I am eating properly and drinking properly. I got 4 or 5 cases of water in my house right now, but that water doesn't do any good if it stays in those cases. So I have to get in the habit of grabbing me a bottle of water every time I think about it, and that's what's important. You know, I'm not a person who drinks a lot of alcohol. I don't smoke. My only issue is what I eat, and that's, you know, I have to be mindful of that, and that's what we're going to, you know, focus on in my case. And so I just share that because I want people to know I'm going to be honest with them about where I am in my life so that people who call in can be honest about where they are in their lives, and we can take the necessary steps to be successful.
Well, right now you sound very energetic, very upbeat, very enthusiastic. So I don't know what position you're in. If you're standing or where you position yourself in front of a mirror or whatever. But right now you sound like you're just going straight after it. So which is a great thing, because sometimes you can tell where a person is, if they're positioning, sitting down, if they're in the you know how, as a talk show host, as somebody that communicates, most of the time we look at ourselves in the mirror before we go out to for an interview or on a radio show, whatever. But it's how you position yourself is how the people receive you. So right now you're sounding very energetic about this, that you're just going to go out and you're going to conquer this thing, and I believe in you. And I also wanted to say about our sister Joyce, you know, I've been just praying for her, and I know that God is going to give her favor in that situation concerning that court deal. I don't know how he's going to do it, but because of who she is and who she belongs to, God is going to give her favor in that situation. And when she come back, whenever it's over with, she's going to talk about how she went through that, but how God showed her favor the whole time through. So, I mean, I'm just excited about where this show is going and how it elevates, and the people that you're allowing to come on, the guy that talked about the herbs. I was excited about him, the lady, the rainbow lady, even that gospel singer lady I remember that you brought on a while back that talked about how she creates her songs. I mean, all of that is where we are, you know, in this world, and how when we come together, how we make great music together, the different people and the different places and what we bring together. I believe that we can create something together as well. You know, somebody talked about us bringing in revenue. How can we create something that's going to bring in revenue. I believe that each one of us have an idea that we can come together with and create revenue, but also give back as we're creating that revenue. So that's just another thought I have for today.
Well, let me just say this to you. And, you know, when you say things to me, my mind goes at 100 miles an hour. But when you talked about, you know, how enthusiastic I sound, you know, all of us got things we need to work on. And despite what we have to work on, there's one thing we should not have to work on, as far as I'm concerned. There's one thing you need to have. You need to have something you believe in. And I'm not gonna be arrogant enough to tell nobody else what they should believe in. I'm just gonna tell you what I believe in. I was brought up in the church. My mother was a church going woman. My dad was not necessarily a church going man, but his mother was. And my dad was an outgoing man. He was a man to be proud of. He was an outstanding father. I tell people all the time I had the greatest father in the world. Now, he was not a great husband, but he was a great father. And so I had two of the greatest parents in the world, and what they taught me more than anything was to have pride and to love myself. And no matter where I am or what situation I'm in, one thing I'm going to do is love myself. And though I want people to think of me in a positive fashion, I want people to look at me and see positive things. But sometimes people are going to look at you and they're not going to think or see the most positive thoughts that you might want them to. But no matter what they see, you have to see happiness and love. So I need every one of you to know, no matter how many pounds I'm overweight, I love me some James D. Shea. I love me, and I wake up every morning wanting to do the right thing for me. Sometimes I succeed, and sometimes I fail. But the truth is, I want the very best for me. I want to live a long time if I can, but if I happen not to, I'm going to be happy with what I've succeeded thus far. But I want to live a long time. I don't want y'all to get no doubts about that. I want to live to be 100-plus if I can. So my health is a concern to me. But what I want to share with all of you based on what Kathy brought to the table is you got to love yourself. You got to be happy with yourself. And when you meet people who are not happy with you or who don't love you, okay, sarah, 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 I'm just going to tell you, I'm bound and determined to make some people unhappy about their choice. And what I mean by that, when I get my dreams and I get my treasures, there are going to be some people who wish they would have went through the journey with me. I don't know who they are, and it's not important, but it's important to me because I love me some me. So I'm just going to share that with you because this is a part of the journey that we all have to undertake, and we have to be prepared and ready to do what we have to do that's in our best interest and love ourselves despite our shortcomings. And I do have some shortcomings, believe me. So anything else you want to share, Kathy? I'm sure I'm going to be back with you because for some reason the Fantastic Four isn't here.
Okay, well, that's okay. We got to do what we got to do. And when they come in, then you go to them and begin to ask those questions. I just wanted to say that I, too, have shortcomings because I know you guys always say, but Kathy, no, because I also have shortcomings as well. But I have learned that throughout, I could say, my last 10 years that I can't do anything without the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, when I wake up, I got to put him first. When I go to bed, I got to put him the last thing on my mind. And he is the joy of my life. He is my strength. He is my everything. And it's not me, but it is him. And I want to represent him in everything that I do. I don't do it all the time, but I try my best to represent him to the fullest because I know where I came from and where he has brought me to today. I could not do this thing without him. So when I see the things going on in the world, when I see the things going on in the streets, when I see the things going on at these jobs and with different people, I just have to focus on him because I know he said that with him all things are possible. He said to trust in him with all your heart. So that's what I have to do, and I have to share that not only for me but with other people that struggle with different things. Just a reminder to know that when everything else falls, God will never fall. It may not be happen when we want it to happen or be, but God is going to be there right on time with us through this journey.
And you are so right, Cassie. You are so right. G, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, family. How about you all?
We're doing fine. Now, you've spent a lot of time listening to me and Kathy on our soapbox. What's going on with you today that you want to bring to the table?
Well, James, I want to tell you, man, you are led by the Spirit. And I think that's very important because what I thought I was going to talk about, you're led by the Spirit because you was intuitive enough to put Kathy on first, Miss Kathy on first. So in doing that, I have to follow suit and not change the demeanor or the complexion of the conversation. Now, let me explain what I mean. What I thought I wanted to come on and talk about was Jeff Sessions and his situation. I thought I wanted to come on and talk about how the wheels of the administration is falling off. And I'm going to stop it right there. I don't want to talk about that. What I do want to talk about is, first of all, I want to piggyback on what Ms. Kathy said coming in tonight about inspiring our listener, our other listeners, to participate and not being fearful of what you might sound like or how whatever you have to say might come across. Now, I don't have a voice for radio, but I do have something to say. I've always had something to say. I'm a talker. And I think I've gotten better show by show because I go back and listen to the shows and I critique myself. That's what I do. So in saying that, you know, for the new callers and the new listeners, if you don't care to partake in the entire conversation, just come forth and ask a question. Ask a question about anything that you want answers to. The people that come on the show are quite knowledgeable in a lot of areas. So I would like to be part of your questions, if you have any, and partake in that. Please excuse the background noise. I just pulled into my terminal. Now, but what I do want to say to Miss Kathy, I'm not worried about you. You have shown yourself as being passionate about people and your newfound self in life. You know, in listening to each other on this show, I've heard things about your past, like you used to like to fight and you weren't the person that you are now. And so in your new self, the passion that you have is to enlighten people so they can find deliverance and come to acknowledge God's grace for themselves. Now, I am a person who have been able to experience his grace firsthand. You know, I've always used to hear about God's grace and favor, but it wasn't until he delivered me from my addictions in life that I was able to know them firsthand. So, Miss Kathy, this is what I got to say to you. The things that you want to experience in life, especially your ministry, all you have to continue to do is show up. You show up and do what you are led to do by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. All you got to do is show up. God is going to do the rest. And the same goes for you, Mr. Deshae. You know what it is that you want to achieve, and the battle is always going to be a battle. It's a battle of the mind a lot of times. So all you have to do is, like you say, throw yourself out there, let people know what it is that you want to do, and, yes, we will hold you accountable. And so continue to show up. Show up, and God will do the rest. But in all of that, we have to always remember that it's always God's will and his timetable when things will come to fruition. It's not my time. And, you know, and I spoke a couple of weeks ago about how many years do I have to live, you know. And it seemed, you know, 70, 75 years, 80 years seems like a long time, but in God's timetable, that's not a long time at all. So it is important for me, and it is imperative for me to understand that the few precious years that I have, I must learn to use them wisely. God give us the greatest gift, and the greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts that he has given us is the freedom of choice. In that, when I live over the years and I make bad choices in life, thankfully, for the family that I, from the cloth that I was cut from, and this is important for people who seem to not know how to find their way in life, you got to straighten up certain areas in your life so when you have kids and your kids have kids, they have a pattern of goodness to follow. So thankfully, James, like you say, my daddy wasn't the greatest father. I mean, actually, a great husband. As a husband, he kind of sucked. But he was a good father. And he wasn't a church-going man, but his mother was. And my mother was. And so those persons being in my life have always had a light come on in the back of my head. You know, in my addiction, I saw where I was headed down a road of no return. Now, there wasn't my doing to recognize it. It was the experiences of the people that I've known in my life, my grandmother, my mother. And those were the people that the Holy Spirit sent to me and said, look, you're going down the wrong road. If you do this right here, you're going to prison. And I'm a small guy. And I don't have the stature to survive in prison. So God's grace right there snatched me up and held me close. And I was able to come up with a plan on how to stay straight and sober. And now, so what I've done now, you know, James, you spoke about how you have a plan in place. Well, my plan is I got young kids. And if I can live to be 80, 85 for my kids to grow up, I will be very, very happy and satisfied in life. And so now my eating habits are not the best. I live here in the South, and we eat Southern-style food. And I have learned to curb that a little bit, but my wife is a Southern cook. So, you know, we're helping each other on trying to change our eating habits. When it comes to water, my mother was big on water. I can't stand the taste of water because it don't have no taste for the most part. But to achieve the things that I want to do, it flushed my body out, not being one of the ones that had to go to dialysis and all that kind of stuff. Water, it has to be part of my lifestyle. So I have implemented that. I know what I need to do, and I'm very satisfied with where I am in life. But I want to thank you for your show, James, and I'm going to sign off. I'm going to step out this truck here because it's going to get quite noisy. So thank you for the opportunity.
And I thank you for calling in. You've become a very, very important part of this show. And it's people like you that are going to take us to the next level. And all of the family that I have, you know, I just want to say that I have been fortunate enough to have some very, very special people start this journey out with me. The Fantastic Four are a wonderful group of ladies who have been doing, have been tremendously supportive of the show. Dee, you have been just great support to me and to help me with the man's point of view. And we need all those different components to really take this show to where it needs to be. And so it's so important that we all bring to the table. One of the most important things to me on this show is that everybody is honest enough to talk about their lives. Kathy has been very honest with us about her life, about her husband's life, and those things really are meaningful to people out there listening. You know, I spent 10 years working in the jail system and working with trying to convince young men to put themselves on the straight and narrow. I want to spend some more time of my life in encouraging young men who are both in and out of prison, who have both dealt with drug addictions. We want to inspire not only the people who have not done anything wrong, but we want to inspire those who've done something wrong that they can still find their way back. Because they are just as an important part of our community as anyone else is, so we have to fight for their existence as well as the existence of others. I'm going to take a short break and come back and continue our conversation, and I hope a few more people call in before the break ends so that we can continue to talk about some of the things that they may be interested in, but we got a lot to talk about no matter what.
Down, 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 down
This is James C. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Affection and Reflection, coming to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Guys, I just want to share with you, those of you out there listening, I want you to become callers as well as listeners. So we need you to write down 657-383-0309. That is the number to call into the show so that you can have your voices heard loud and clear and unfiltered. We want you to know that you are an important part of this show because we need everyone's opinion so that we can be prepared and ready to put together a game plan that is going to allow us to make our voices heard. This is a show that is going to be your pathway to determining the direction that our country goes in. We need to make sure our country knows that we have a platform to make sure that our voices go beyond just our neighborhood, and we have to be hold them accountable and make them deal with the issues that we feel are important to us. And I'm just saying to you guys that those of you who are out there who have businesses and you want to use this platform to push your business, we have breaks that we're more than willing to use for commercial purposes. Those of you who would like to sponsor a show, I want you to feel free to sponsor the show as well. Get in touch with me by emailing me at djames82@aol.com. Contact me and reach out to me so that we can have a conversation about how you would like to support this show. Also, I would like to encourage those of you who have some issues that you would like to speak about, you need to call or write me at djames82@aol.com as well, and let's talk about what you would like to talk about on a 90-minute show, and you might be selected to be a guest host. So that is a opportunity that is available to those of you who are out there professionals in many different fields so that we can talk and discuss about the things that are going to impact people of color as well as all Americans. And they kind of things that we need to stay on top of. Kathy, are you still with me out there?
I'm still here, Mr. Deshay.
All right, Kathy. You know, like, again, I want to say that, you know, you and I met many, many years ago. I think it's almost 4 or 5 years ago that we met each other haphazardly, and we have been involved in each other's lives since that time. And I just want to tell you that I appreciate your support. And I want you on this journey with me because I think we're going to do things and we're going to make things happen. And I need people like you to keep me grounded so that we stick to our purpose. And our purpose is to make sure people have a voice and a platform so that they can make their voices heard. And we don't want to go away from that foundation. We want to make sure that we are a show that allow people to talk and to talk freely. We want to work hard at giving people a daily place to go share their minds and their thoughts. And so we don't want to cut people off too quickly. We don't want to control the dialogue. We want to give people a freedom to speak. And, you know, we might get so big that people have to call in, day after day after day until they get their chance. But we will always design a platform that everyone will get a chance if they stay diligent to calling in the show. And I appreciate that I have the foundation with the Fantastic and the other gentlemen who call in the show to assist me in getting the different ideas and things out there to my audience. So I just appreciate you so much, Kathy.
Thank you so much, James, and I also want to say thank you to Dee, even though he's gone now, but those words of encouragement that he gave were right on, and I agree with what he said, just show up, because when you show up in situations, sometimes the Lord just places the right people right there in your path to take you to where it is that you need to go. I wanted to talk to you about something we talked about a while back, which was if you see something, say something. And regarding, I know the month of March is the month where they do a lot of the sex trafficking. And they have a movie coming out right now showing these people snatching these young girls. So we need to bring that to the table too, James, and talk about how we as people can help with that, with helping finding these girls, because I've seen on, even on TV, on the commercials where, you know, the people are just grabbing the girls and throwing them in the car, and people are standing around, but nobody is saying anything. They're just looking. I don't know if they're afraid or what the case may be, but we need to, if we see it, we need to say something about it.
Well, you know, we talked about that on the show as well. You know, when what are you going to do when it's your time to stand up and be counted? And so, you know, we want to also always continue to talk about what steps we need to do or take when we want to be good Americans. You know, so often, you know, we have to be ready and prepared to stand up and do the right thing. And you're right. If you see something that looks suspicious, you have every right to call in and tell somebody, hey, look, I saw something that didn't look good. Take down the tag number, or do whatever it is you need to do so that you can intervene in the lives of somebody who might find themselves in a weird situation. And so, yeah, we will make sure that we talk about that a couple of days in this month, talk about trafficking. It's just hard to believe that people in this country are still enslaving each other. I will get some of the particulars about that here in Orlando. I know that recently there was a situation here in Orlando where two females had gotten control of a teenager and forced that teenager into prostitution. Why people are doing that to one another is hard to believe, and to have women involved in it as well, it's just hard to believe that a woman would do that to another woman. But we have to remember that prostitution has been a part of our society forever, and we just have to do what it takes to rid it out of existence. But we know that the worst part is when it impacts our children, when children are grabbed and not given the opportunity to live their lives to the fullest as a result of participating in that kind of thing. And so we need to rid ourselves of that as we move forward. And I commit to you that we will use that, bring that subject up in this month as often as we need to make sure that people have a watchful eye. I have to tell you, in Orlando, the sheriff and the police department offer a program to go over that kind of stuff with the different hotels and make sure the maids are aware of what kind of things they need to keep their eye on to help them, because they're going in and out of these rooms, and they need to be able to speak up and tell somebody when they see something that does not look right. So it's important that the hotel industry participates in finding solutions and identifying people who don't seem to be who they suggest they are. And so I know that that's something that is going on in Orlando here with our hotel community, that they are following some stringent rules related to identifying when they see somebody who they think may be in danger in terms of trafficking, human trafficking.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that. You know, sometimes people say, well, it's not my business or my problem. But yes, it is, because it could be your sister, it could be your brother, it could be your mother, it could be your cousin, it could be your aunt, it could be your niece, because where I live, there's a street close to it where
the ladies are walking up and down the street, and we actually work with a ministry that goes out and talk to them and try to help them get off of the streets. But, again, it could be just that close to you, so if you do see something, you need to say something.
And you're so right. I'm going to take another short break, and hopefully more callers will call in. But we want to just make sure that we give everybody an opportunity to come to the table with something on this Friday. This was an open forum for people to talk about anything that was on their mind. So we'll be back right back in a few minutes.
There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith. Do you hear the diesel's humming? You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Georgia, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors of boredom. There's hope for all among those who love the most. A hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Believe me now, have pity on those chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train of coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. People, I just want to continue to encourage you to call in to 657-383-0309. Your participation is so very important to the success of this radio show and to our network. We want you to be a part of it because your opinion brings the issues to the table that we need to discuss. And we will always be respectful of your opinion and your thoughts, and we will share our thoughts and opinions about what it is you bring to the table. And but we always want you to know that this is a place where when there's something critical that has happened in your life, in your neighborhood, in your city, or in your state, or in the country that you want to have the opportunity to speak about, this is the forum that we can give you that space and that time to do that. I want you to email me at djames82@aol.com. If you're interested in sponsoring a show, being a guest host, or having a business spot on our show, it is important that you reach out to me and talk to me so that we can talk about what it takes to do that. Again, my email address is djames82@aol.com. And again, call into the show at 657 383-0309 so that we can fully discuss what it is that's on your mind and the things that we need to, the steps we need to take in order to reach the goals that we want to. We want America to stay great, not be great again. We want America to stay great, and the only way it can is be to do that if it serves everyone. White America, Black America, Latino Americans, Asian Americans, Canadian Americans, English Americans, African, just everybody. And so we want our country to know that we believe in diversity and that diversity has the right to speak. The reason why I'm so focused on this show is no one ever asked me my opinion. Nobody ever called and gave me a survey of what it is that I think. So I want to be able to tell them on America what I think on my terms, and this is a show that you can do that. So, again, put us on your schedule. The show is Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time. We are on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays and Sundays. The number is always the same, 657-383-0309. The number is always the same. So we want you out there and calling in and listening so that we can be a powerful entity that can share what it is that's on the mind of all individuals. Kathy, it has been so important for us to do that. And just like you said, we're getting better and better each time we come on the show. And like Dee said, you know, when you listen to the shows over and over again, it just makes you feel comfortable with calling in. So we want to encourage everybody to do that. Kathy, y'all, it is just so good to have your support and know that you're going to always be there. And I know that it takes a lot of effort on your part because we're on so much earlier in California than we are out here and on the East Coast. So just thank you for that. How have you been able to just make such a commitment to this show that you have over the years?
Well, 3 o'clock is actually my break time. So I've been fortunate enough to take my break and put my break together and be a part. And then in between, you know, when everybody else is talking, I'll go back and I'll start working. And then, you know, I'll put my input in where I can put my input in. But it's just been a blessing for me as well. The time is right, you know, through the week, on the weekends. I am available. I just believe it's something that God has ordained for me because he allowed me to be there for those times on those days. And like I had said before, I used to have a talk show maybe about 10, maybe 15 years ago, but with teenagers, you know, where we would come together and talk about issues going around in the world, you know, with the teenagers on cable, how they felt about things. So, you know, I'm very comfortable in this spot right here. And like you said, nobody never came and asked you your opinion. I feel the same thing, Dennis. Nobody never came and asked me my opinion. So I put it upon myself to ask the teenagers because they are a part of this world too, and they have a voice as well. So it's just like bringing up old memories and bringing them up in a way to where the adults are now talking about them. So when I talk from a perspective of a mature adult and then that of a teenager because I remember the teenagers and what they said and, you know, how they felt when I would ask them different things. So this is just a very comfortable space for me, and I am glad to be a part of where God is taking you on this journey.
You know, and it's so exciting, too. You know, and you act so independently of me. I'm going to just put this out there as well. It's important that people know. Kathy, you just have a spirit that tells you to intervene where you feel it's important. And I know that you've reached out to different people on our call-in shows after hours and made yourself useful to people, and that's what's important, too. You know, we have to get involved in people's lives outside of what might be our work, outside of what may be enjoyable for us, because when we hear a hurting heart, somebody needs to step in and give people relief. You know, I'm an only child, and I have that only child syndrome, and sometimes I go through life just depending on myself and just spending a lot of time alone, and people think, wow, how can you do that? It's just something I grew up doing because I was an only child. But I have to tell you, even with that, it's so nice to have somebody to be able to reach into your life and just give you words of encouragement in spite of how strong you might be, and that are uplifting and they keep you going and moving forward. And people bring people into your life at the right time. And I really believe that, Kathy, you have been brought to me and on my show at the right time, because in this short period of time, in this short 3-year period of time, you've impacted people's lives that you would not have ever known had it not been for this show. And certainly for me, I've met people who I wouldn't have known if it had not been for this show. But you went beyond where I went, and you have been able to give of yourself in a way that those people needed. So I just want to thank you for what it is that you do so easily and without any fanfare or without any direction.
You're so very welcome, James. It has been a pleasure just to be a part. And I always say to people, I am what you see. I'm not going to add to. I'm not going to take away. If I see a hurt, then I'm going to try to get alongside of you and walk with you through the hurt. I may not be able to take it away, but I can walk with you through that hurt. If you need an encouraging word, then I'm going to encourage you, because that's how I would want someone to be to me. I am just trying to be who I would want someone to be. You know, I'm trying to be who I would want someone to walk aside and be with me. So that's what I try to do.
And that's so very important that we do what we're guided to do and not be afraid to just step out and do what our spirit leads us to do. Our spirit talks to us 24/7, all the time. Our spirit is talking to us, trying to intervene in our lives, tell us what to do. If we just pay attention and listen, we'd be so much better off. But sometimes we squash that what our spirit tells us to do instead of just doing it. I know I've come up with a lot of great ideas, but as soon as a great idea hits my mind, self-doubt will jump in. And, you know, you don't need other people to squash your dreams. We squash our own dreams a lot of times. So we need to be real careful about letting self-doubt intrude into our lives. Certainly there are things that we're good at and there are things that we're not good at, and we have to define what those things are. But when self-doubt intrudes into what we think we're good at, we need to know how to knock it down.
Absolutely. So which goes back to the point I was talking about early about the fear. So fear and self-doubt are in a relationship, and they're trying to do everything that they can to stop you from getting to that point that you need to get to.
Dee, are you still there, or are you just listening? Are you still out there, Dee?
Yeah, James, I am out here. And did you have a question for me, or would you like me to come in?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to expound on some of the things you might have heard. I didn't know if you were available to us or not. You know, I always appreciate when you're available to us. So just feel free to just say whatever's on your heart.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you that I think that this show is one of the best shows that I have ever come across, if not the best, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, like yourself, No one ever came to me to ask my opinion about anything. When it comes to politics or just actually just living at large on a day-to-day basis. But then when you turn on the television and the radio, there are entities that take advantage of the airways, and they want to pretend that they speak for you as an American citizen. And in that, you know, people who don't have the opportunity to stand up and speak for themselves, they will believe anything that's been said to them. So, like Kathy and yourself, this format and this forum gives me the opportunity to say exactly what I want to say in an ethical way, and to say it without any filters. And so I just want to thank you for your show, and you know, and just to encourage everyone to be encouraged, to encourage somebody else. This other thing I want to say was, this is the only show where you can actually come on and have a real adult conversation. And do you know how hard that is to find? It's hard to find adults talking about adult things, things that really matter. You know, you can look in your immediate circle of friends and just see how they conversate on things that really don't matter too much, you know. So I really appreciate the show. And that's why I tune in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, D, one of the things I want to say, too, is you do nobody any good having a talk show where you guide the conversation, where you guide the direction or the opinion, and when you don't allow people to fully express themselves. Now, I have a concern when we go to the next level and we have more callers than we can deal with, and then you try to start giving everybody 2 minutes. I'm not really going to be trying to get to the point where time is so valuable that we can't give people an opportunity to express themselves fully. When that happens, we're just going to have to add more shows so that people can call in at different times and have more opportunity to share their thoughts. Because the purpose of this show is not to guide the conversation, but have a conversation that is honest and upfront, and one where everybody's feelings and opinions are respected. I don't want to be the kind of show that, like some of those right-wing shows where they just only let white right-wingers have a voice. If there's some right-wing people who want to call and talk on this show, please do, because we want to argue about what is right and wrong, because there's some right-wing viewpoints that I have. I'm not all about all this money that the president is getting ready to spend on the army, on the armed forces. I think that's wrong. But I'm not wrong. I don't think it's wrong about us pulling back out for all the money that we're giving to other countries that we need to give to our roads and our bridges. So there's some things that I'm very liberal in, and there's some things I'm willing to concede to the right. But we have to both be able to have our voices heard, and this is the place that those voices can be heard. And so I will never deny a right-wing viewpoint not to be heard on my show, because I want everybody to have a part. That's a part of being American, is to be able to freely discuss our viewpoints.
James, good luck on that, because in my experience in partaking in right-wing shows or even people that you work with in the workplace that have a that somewhat lean to the right. They are very uncomfortable in actually hearing your opinion. They are very uncomfortable in trying to ascertain any differences in the world other than the ones that they have been taught by either their families, maybe their church, or even just the radio shows that they listen to. Now, I got a question that I have an issue that I want to bring up with the short time that I'm going to partake in the show. You know, I am under the assumption that there are two different Christianities here in America. Two different Christianities in America. There's the Christianity that we have grown up with as being people of color. And you can pretty much call that probably in a liberal sense, maybe. But there's also a conservative Christianity. And they are very hell-bent, I'm going to go ahead and put that in there, on believing and pushing the fact that that's the only Christianity that exists. Conservative Christianity. In their viewpoint, the only good Christian is a conservative Christian. And I challenge anybody that wants to dispute that to please come on the show and tell me and give me some examples on how we all sing the same God and the same Christ. Because I see some big differences in their opinion. Go ahead.
Well, let me just this to you. We have a situation where Donald Trump is a human being, and I respect Donald Trump as a human being, but I feel like I cannot understand the right-wing Christians who voted him in the office, and here he is a Johnny-go-lately Christian. You know, I find that so bizarre that this man never talked about Christianity or thought about Christianity until he really ran for office, and all of a sudden now he's a Christian. And so how they came to support him is unbelievable to me. But I want to say to you, though, I have some Christian viewpoints that I think are right-wing viewpoints, and I have some Christian viewpoints that are liberal viewpoints. Now, I don't really believe in abortion, but I do believe in a woman's right to decide. I don't believe that abortion should be used as a way of controlling a birth control. But at the same time, I don't believe that I have a right to rule over a woman's body. So I flip-flop on that particular subject. I have issues with where we're going as a nation in regard to some of the things that deal with same-sex marriage. But I realize that people have to pray to their own God. They can't pray to the God that I serve, and they can't necessarily have all the same beliefs that I have. And so a long time we grew up with these steadfast rules, and sometimes I get confused. I believe that homosexuality is a sin, but it's no different a sin than those who participate in adultery and those who participate in fornication. So we all have to give a calling for what it is that we do and hope it is that God is going to give us grace because we lived the life we thought was okay to live. But you're right. There is an argument to be had between those two Christianity parties, but we have to believe that they are indeed two. You know, I have to be honest, and I believe it's important to be honest on this show, and I hope people don't not listen to my show because of some of the stance that I'm going to take. But I will take a stance on things. I'm going to tell you up front, I don't go to church as much as I should, and I need to get back in the church, and I look forward to one day being a regular attendant of a church. But I can tell you this. My pastor will not be gay, and my pastor will not be an adulterer. There are certain things that I'm not going to sit up under, and I'm not going to sit up under a gay pastor, and I'm not going to sit up under a pastor who openly is an adulterer, because I need you to be strong enough in those areas so that you can keep me headed in the right direction. How are you going to talk to me about being faithful to my wife if you're not faithful to your wife? How are you going to tell me how to be a man if you're not emulating to me what I think a real man is? And so I just have to tell you, I can't sit there and listen to no man or woman who is violating either of those things. I might be wrong. D?
No, big man, you're absolutely right, and I appreciate your input in that. So I'm at the grocery store, big guy, and thank you for your show,
okay.
But I will be listening.
Okay, uh-huh. Let's go to Cassie, because I'm on to be put in check by Cassie. Cassie, what are you thinking about
right.
those two things?
Well, this topic is going to have to be for another day, because we only have 3 minutes before 4:30 my time, and possibly, what is it, 9:30 your time? So
yeah, it's getting real close. We got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, so what I wanted to say, and if you could kindly have this show on another day, that would be excellent, because I was actually just reading on what Dee was talking about, and there are two type of Christians. There are the baby Christians, and there are the mature Christians. And when you are a baby Christian, that means you just received the Lord, and you're still doing things that the world does because you have not grown to that level. So you will go flip-flop back and forth. Then there are those who are mature Christians. When you begin to understand what God's word says and how you are supposed to walk in your walk, you will not look at things as the world look at them, but you will look at them as God look at them, because the Bible says there is no longer I that live, Kathy, but it's Christ that lives within me. So I'm supposed to not see out of my eyes, but out of the eyes of Christ in each and every situation. So with that being said, Mr. Deshay, I ask you and all of the rest of the callers to please, please pray for our president, because that is the only thing that will change his heart and change his mind.
All right. Well, Kathy, you brought it to an end, and that's going to be the last word. And I continue to ask all of you to call in to 657-383-0309. See you guys tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in again, 657-383-0309, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Talk to you guys later.
I am a Democrat. I will be a Democrat beyond the existence of my physical being. I am a liberal because living in the past does not work for those I serve. I believe in liberal causes because as I better understand the world, I understand the need for change. I live to honor humanity, to serve people who seem unable to grasp the life we all should have. I see the inequality of treatment and desire to see it abolished. The need for the blind to see has never been more necessary. Those that fight for the status quo cling to an error that turns invisible visible. Embracing wrong can never give one a positive result. The fight for the weak can never be seen as embracing the defeat. We have to rectify the issues that are created by the human trait of racism and supremacy. My God is the creator of all things and the maker of humanity. My views of the world are in line with my purpose as a Democrat. I will not be ashamed of my love for people and my fight to make life equal. We all deserve better opportunities to learn and the chance to live life free of infirmities. We deserve to live free of the creation of Donald Trump. Host, James C. Deshay. Show, Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. The show is live 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time. Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Call in 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadow of life. It is a must that we be out front of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future. Please visit this site, www.jamestdeshay.com.